Hey there, Digital Detox Warriors. This is your girl, Rachel Cotter, back with another dose of digital poison, your daily antidote to screen addiction and burnout. Today's episode, we're diving deep into a topic that's absolutely crucial for navigating this crazy wide world. Sleep. You know, that thing our parents nagged us about as kids, but now seems like a distant dream in the age of endless scrolling and late night binge-watching. Yeah, that thing. Ever felt like you're running on fumes, dragging your feet through the day, struggling to focus, and just generally feeling off? Sleep deprivation is more common than we think, and it can seriously impact our mental health. Seriously, guys, sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's essential for regulating our emotions, boosting our cognitive function, and even strengthening our immune system. So, why are we so obsessed with sacrificing sleep at the altar of productivity? We live in a culture that glorifies busyness, where being always on is seen as a badge of honour. But let's be real, constantly pushing ourselves without proper rest is like driving a car on empty. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritise sleep and reclaim your mental well-being. 1. Listen to your body. It's not about willpower, it's about understanding your body's natural rhythms. Pay attention to when you feel tired and resist the urge to push through it. Think of it like this. Ignoring your body's need for sleep is like ignoring a low fuel warning light on your car dashboard. Eventually, something's going to break down. 2. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. This isn't about adding more things to your already packed schedule. It's about creating a calming ritual that signals to your body it's time to wind down. Take a warm bath, read a book, not on a screen. Listen to soothing music, anything that helps you relax and transition into sleep mode. 3. Optimize your sleep environment. Think of your bedroom as a sanctuary for rest. Make sure it's dark, quiet, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs, or a white noise machine if needed. And ditch the screens. The blue light emitted from electronic devices can interfere with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. 4. Limit caffeine and alcohol before bed. We all know caffeine is a stimulant, no need for a science lesson there. But what about alcohol? While it might initially make you feel drowsy, it can actually disrupt sleep later in the night. 5. Move your body during the day. Exercise is fantastic for both physical and mental health, but aim to finish your workouts at least a few hours before bedtime. This helps you wind down naturally and promotes deeper sleep. Imagine this. You're getting ready for work on Monday morning. Instead of hitting snooze 5 times and feeling groggy all day, you wake up feeling refreshed and energized. You tackle your to-do list with ease, feel more focused during meetings, and even have the energy to connect with colleagues in a positive way. Sound good? It's possible. By prioritizing sleep, you're investing in your overall well-being mentally, emotionally, and physically. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And getting enough sleep is a powerful step towards reclaiming your mental health and living a more fulfilling life. So, ditch the late night scrolling, create that calming bedtime routine, and embrace the power of a good night's rest. Don't forget to share this episode with friends who might need to hear this message. You could be making a real difference in their lives. And let me know what your biggest sleep struggles are in the comments below. Let's chat about it. Until next time, stay strong and keep disconnecting to reconnect with yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.